Think of a mountaintop glacier. You may be imagining snow-capped peaks and white slopes, the kind of glaciers you can see in Glacier National Park. But many glaciers in the western states don't look like that at all. A huge amount of glacier ice is actually hidden in plain sight, as NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce found out in Utah.
I recently met up with a couple of glacier researchers in Salt Lake City, and we drove to a trailhead in the Wasatch Mountains.
All right, so
we're getting ready to hike 5 miles up an old Jeep road. Scott Hotelling sorts through some gear.
Let's dig through things. So we have the chainsaw. You have salt.
Hotelling is with Utah State University. He studies mountain ecology. Kendall Becker is a research technician.
So Kendall is actually carrying a cooler in her backpack. So if we do get a chunk of ice, we'll put it in Kendall's pack.
We march upwards through aspen and spruce. It's relentlessly uphill. Most people take this trail to White Pine Lake. We're heading to the glacier that feeds the lake. It's a rock glacier. A rock glacier is a glacier that's completely covered by rock, and there can be rock mixed into the ice. The western U.S. has more than 10,000 of them. They're more common than regular old glaciers and snowfields.
Rock glaciers outnumber those other ice features by about 2 to 1.
To the untrained eye, a rock glacier can look just like a rock slide. But he says there is a difference in shape.
The landslides are more just stuff falls and it scatters. Rock glaciers have this a front of them, which is the geologic term, is that it's oversteepened.
Lots of people who ski and hike in western mountains may have seen rock glaciers without realizing it. Kendall Becker says she's sure she did.
Without doubt, yes, because I had done a fair amount of hiking and I didn't know they existed. I was just unfamiliar with the concept completely.
Rock glaciers have barely been studied by scientists, and Hotelling says they've been largely overlooked by officials who manage water resources, even though these buried hunks of ice are effectively a huge stash of water. Utah alone has 800 of these glaciers. One of them feeds this stream we step over.
And we know that because we've looked at satellite imagery and traced where this comes from. And it's very clearly a rock glacier feature to the west of us.
After hiking for hours, we finally reach the lake. The elevation here is about 10,000 feet. The lake is an eerie blue oval surrounded by bare mountain peaks. We follow a mossy stream up through a field of boulders, and looming above the boulders is a steep wall of what looks like loose rock. It's about 80 feet tall. This is the front of the rock glacier. Somewhere under the rock is ice.
I would love to have a magic wand that I could wave over every rock glacier and immediately know how much ice is in it.
Hotelling says the inside of this glacier could look like a layer cake with layers of rock and ice that built up over time. Or maybe it's one big ice hunk that got covered by, say, 10 feet of heavy rocks.
We can't just go up there and start moving rocks and get to the ice with our bare hands.
Instead, he goes up there looking for natural crevasses. If he's lucky, he'll find a spot where one has shifted rocks and exposed the ice so he can nab it.
You just pick your way through the boulders?
He's got the chainsaw ready to carve some out, but no luck. What these researchers can study today is the water in the stream flowing out from under this glacier. They've got a depth gauge, a temperature sensor. The water's almost freezing, 33 degrees Fahrenheit. Hotelling can't find a stick, so he uses his bare hands to mix a specific amount of salt in a bucket of water.
A lot of cold sensations in that, so we switch hands. Why have two hands?
He dumps the salty water in the stream. They then track how long it takes for this salt to move past a sensor placed downstream. This is to measure the stream's flow. Their overall goal is to better understand how much water comes out of rock glaciers and what's in it. Because here's the thing. As the climate warms, rock glaciers seem to be less affected than other kinds of ice. They're insulated by all that rock and rubble.
They give people a little bit of climate hope. These things actually seem to be holding steady amidst widespread ice decline in the western U.S. And that's not only really exciting scientifically, but it's really exciting just personally about the landscapes and places that I love and other people love.
He says as mountains get warmer, these glaciers could also offer a refuge for cold-loving critters. Because when you're standing on top between the big rocks, it's noticeably cooler, even if you can't see the ice. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.